Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Over the next 9 days, Boston City Hall officials have to find hundreds of emails allegedly deleted by a top aide to Boston Mayor Thomas Bonino. The order from the Secretary of State's office calls for the hiring of an independent computer forensics expert to do the search and also demands the city secure its computers and software programs. It's an issue because the deletion of City Hall emails is a violation of state public records laws. So, what does the search involve? To walk us through that process, we spoke this morning to Lawrence James, who's Director of Data Forensics and Investigations with the firm Security Management Partners in Waltham. He's also a detective in the Medford Police Computer Crime Unit. Lawrence James, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
If you were trying to track down emails, tell us where you'd start. Would you go to the server used by the organization first, or would you go right to an individual's computer?
Well, it'd be a three-pronged approach. First off, if it's an individual user you're concerned with, you would target their workstation or their laptop. And then from there, you could certainly go back to the server. And even beyond that, then you could deal with archived tapes and backups and try to retrieve the information you're looking at from those media.
Once you get the computer or the media, what do you do?
As far as the computer would be concerned, you'd remove any storage media, i.e. the hard drive, and that hard drive would be forensically acquired using a forensic utility, meaning that the data would be copied off exactly as it is on the computer, and then we would work on that exact copy with our forensic utilities.
So are you seeing, when you do that, are you seeing the actual email or are you seeing computer code at that point?
Well, you can see parts of emails in plain text, but for the most part, they're in a compound file type based on whatever client you're using, and then you would go ahead and use the utilities to interpret that data, and eventually you would see the emails in their host format, human-readable format.
What is it that keeps files and emails, even if we delete them?
Based on how operating systems work and how they deal with placing data in storage media, hard drives, thumb drives, and so forth, when they delete them, they're not necessarily deleted. What they do is they tend to remove the information that allows the operating system to find the data, and then it assigns it to an area of the hard drive that it's waiting to be reused by the operating system. So the data is not necessarily destroyed when you delete it.
So delete is not really delete.
From the front end of the computer you're using, yes, as far as that operating system is concerned, yes, it's deleted. But from the forensic investigator standpoint, in most cases, no.
So is it always possible or not quite always possible to find and reconstruct and then read deleted emails?
It's possible in many instances. Due to how operating systems work, how the computers work, and the programs that run on them, there's always a possibility that once you do delete something during the normal usage of the computer, that data can become no longer available by the area of the hard drive being reallocated to new data and being written to. So there's always a chance that the data is lost, and there's always a very good chance that the data is not lost and it can be retrieved and reconstructed.
Is it as easy as it seems to be when you watch CSI detective-like shows on TV? They seem to find what they're looking for almost all the time.
Well, they managed to do that in a one-hour slot with commercials, so it works out well on television. But there isn't a get-all-the-evidence button yet that I've found out there. Generally, I like to think that an examination of a single hard drive can run anywhere from 20 to 60 or 80 hours based on the complexity of the exam.
And back to the real world, once a forensics expert is able to retrieve deleted emails and files, is that information acceptable as evidence in court if, in fact, that's where all this is headed?
Oh, yes. When we do our examinations, we follow strict guidelines and protocols. We employ write-blocking devices, which prevent our ability to make any changes to the original evidence hard drive, and then the data is extracted. We work on that duplicate. All of the methodology of these examination utilities has been tested, and we're able to explain what we did do during the examination, and companies that produce these utilities that we do use will come out and validate in court should it need be.
How likely is it that these deleted emails will be findable in Boston City Hall?
You know, based on what I've heard in the news, that the users were capable of deleting them tells me that the email server was probably improper. There's many possibilities. It was either improperly configured, it was purposely misconfigured to allow the user to delete them, or that some of the archive utilities were not running properly at that point in time. So it's hard to say. But once they, if they seize the email server itself and they go in and look at all the settings, they're going to be able to answer those questions. You know, they know where to look as far as to answer all the questions as to how they were able to delete the emails.
Lawrence James, thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir.
Lawrence James is a computer forensics expert with the firm Security Management Partners in Waltham. He's also a detective in the Medford Police Department Computer Crime Unit.